AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Trump had been set to meet Tuesday with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum at the G7 summit in Canada. But the White House says he's leaving early because of the intensifying conflict between Israel and Iran.
It's painful for both parties, but I'd say Iran is not winning this war. And they should talk, and they should talk immediately before it's too late.
Later, Trump warned on social media everyone should immediately evacuate Tehran. Iran had fired a wave of missiles at Israel that killed at least 8 people, and Ed Donahue reports Israel struck back.
One Israeli attack targeted Iran's state-run television during a live broadcast. The woman ran off the set once the explosion started. She later said a few colleagues were hurt. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel isn't going to stop. He says it's like cancer. You know, you have cancer that's going to kill you. You remove the cancer. You also undergo treatments. And it might come back one day. But I believe we're keeping it away. Let's say for a long, long time. Iranian strikes continued to hit Israel. One missile fell near the American consulate in Tel Aviv. Minor damage was reported. I'm Ed Donahue.
In Gaza, witnesses say Israeli troops again opened fire on crowds trying to reach Israeli and U.S.-supported food distribution centers. The health ministry says 34 people killed. Earlier at the G7 summit Monday, Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer cementing a trade agreement.
It's a fair deal for both.
This now implements on car tariffs and aerospace are a really important agreement. And so this is a very good day for both of our countries, a real sign of strength. So thank you again, Donald.
The deal does not include tariffs on steel. Talks on that ongoing. This is AP News. An Appalachian Trail challenge.
About 1,100 miles from the southern start.
What I'm doing is eating a half gallon of ice cream at the halfway point.
Sam Cooper, known on the trail as Pie Top, chokes down another spoonful of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream.
It's called the half gallon challenge.
Cooper's taking on the challenge offered for more than 4 decades to thru hikers.
It's a big accomplishment, making it halfway.
Angela Simons is the manager at the Pine Grove Furnace General Store in Pennsylvania.
Just a little something to say, hey, I made it halfway and I did the half gallon. Challenge, so a little bragging rights.
40 minutes later.
Yay, all right.
We did it.
Cooper was awarded a commemorative wooden spoon, adding his name to a list that's a topic of conversation and pride among thru-hikers at campfires and shelters.
That's about a third of my calories for the day.
The half-gallon record, less than 4 minutes, was set 2 years ago by a man with a trail name, Squirt. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.